the Stormont Minister, Stephen Farry, has been accused of trying to shut down a Catholic teacher training college. Students and staff are planning a mass rally at St Mary's in West Belfast in protest at a funding cut they fear will spend the end for them. St Mary's have said the Higher Education Minister's move is a blatantly opportunist attempt to merge it with Stranmillers. Stephen Farry's on the line. Morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. The Sinn Féin MLA, Martin Mueller's with us as well. Good morning to you, Martin.
Stephen.
What's your take on this, Stephen?
Well, it's important, I think, people know the context here. We have a very fragmented teacher education system in Northern Ireland with four different providers. We have a situation where we have a surplus of teachers. Teachers are struggling to get jobs. We're training too many teachers. I mean, for example, it costs more to train a teacher in Northern Ireland than elsewhere in the UK. It also costs more to train a teacher than to train an engineer. And we need more engineers. We don't need more teachers. We are looking to see if we can have a different configuration of our providers. I've commissioned an international report, which has given me four different options as to how we can look towards a more shared integrated system, how we can have a more financially sustainable system, and now we can actually have an internationally excellent system that links in teacher training with research, which you get in a university setting, yeah, not the context of a small teacher training college.
So the real issue here, Martin, is can we afford anymore to have separate training colleges?
Well, I suppose we've just come through a very difficult budget period there. I mean, there's a lot of organisations battered and bruised, and I was on your show previously speaking about could we find the money to save the Ulster Orchestra. We had discussions around the education budget and so on. At the end of it, Simon Hamilton came up with a budget which gave an uplift to a number of departments, including the Minister's Department, which got an extra £33 million to take the huge pressures, distressing pressures placed on University of Ulster and Queen's University. And I thought that within that we might find a way to keep the discussion and the collaboration between the university colleges, Stranmillers and St Mary's in particular, to keep that going. What the Minister has decided instead is to impose a 30% cut on the university colleges, Stranmillers and St Mary's. And the principal of St Mary's, and he's a man I trust impeccably, has said that will lead to the closure. So what? And from
April, hold on a minute. Is there not a fundamental question here, Martin? Why do we need two separate teacher training colleges in Belfast? Why do we need two separate ones day and age?
Actually, everyone agrees that there needs to be more integration, more partnership, more sharing. If you read the Minister's commissioned report by the academics, it states that it found there was that acceptance and that agreement that there needs to be more partnership and cooperation. And that includes, of course, cooperation between Stranmillers and St Mary's. And at the minute, of course, St Mary's University College is a university college authorised by Queen's University. So academically, of course, it's a part of Queen's University at the moment. So there is that willingness. What I'm arguing is this blunt instrument at a time when we are trying to make concessions, we're trying to move together, we're encouraging partnership. We want to see this shared future. Of course, we want to see our young wannabe teachers, our teachers in America, we want to see them working more together. But what you don't do is you don't move in mid-term and you say from April you're losing a third of your money and effectively you're putting out of business. I just say this, Stephen. For West Belfast to lose St Mary's would be like East Belfast losing Bombardier. And I read the report, and I went through it last night again. It's over 100 pages. And nowhere in the report does it mention community or does it mention economic impact. And I understand that's academics. Academics don't really understand community. But this will rip the heart out of West Belfast and so on. So I would appeal to the Minister. He knows that I'm a reasonable person. I've praised him where he deserves praise. But he does need to do this in this academic term.
Stephen?
He does need to.
Well, let me make 3 points, Stephen. I mean, first of all, on the issue of pluralism and diversity, we do have a very diverse school system in Northern Ireland. We can provide and train teachers to work in that type of context in a whole range of different environments. We don't need separate institutions to do that. We can have a different configuration where all teachers are taught together and are able to respect diversity. Secondly,
so put on the record, please. Would you rather merge Stranmillers and St Mary's?
Well, I am keeping an open mind as to where this goes, but
for goodness sake, what does that mean? What's the point of having politicians these days? If I ask any question about anything, about where any of you stand, and it's all open mind, or that's for others to consider, or the other stock answer I've got every minute since I come back from holiday, I support the people.
Stephen, you jumped in 5 seconds too quickly there. I was about to go on to say that, but I have said that in terms of the options in the report I received, there's two options I am prepared to endorse. One is option B, which involves a single centre in Belfast and a single centre in the northwest, and the other one is option D, which is a single institution for all of Northern Ireland.
So you're not keeping an open mind. You want them to merge.
But if the institutions can come up with a different configuration, I'm prepared to consider that. So that's the point I'm trying to stress.
Are Sinn Féin opposed to the merger, Martin?
No, I think we're up for discussing partnership, but he's putting a gun to the head of Sinn Féin. He's saying, we want to discuss this with you. By the way, I'm putting you out of...
Now, hold on. Same issue with you, though, Martin. What does that mean? We're up for a discussion on partnership. Are you in support of a merger, or are you against a merger?
I don't know if that would be the particular merger. University colleges merging, but I'm in favour of increased pluralism, increased partnership, increased collaboration in our university colleges.
But why would it not? If we're forward-thinking in this country, Martin... Hold on a second. Yeah. If we're forward-thinking... Why would it not be acceptable to Sinn Féin to save money, merge the colleges, say, do you know what? We now can, in 2015, we can do this together.
Well, because I think this is the ultimate question. I go back to community and the economic impact. If you're going to take the university college out of West Belfast at a time when it's understood across the developed world, the way to regenerate communities through universities, I think that would be the worst blow to West Belfast in economic terms.
But you could have a campus of the merged institutions, couldn't you?
You will find me first at the table to discuss that, and to especially retaining a university college in West Belfast, because I think that's essential. If we really want to regenerate these communities rather than just talk about it, you cannot remove the university.
Can I be very clear? Actually, one of the things I'm interested in exploring is how we can continue either some teacher training presence in West Belfast or some alternative higher education presence in West Belfast. So I'm very sensitive to that point that Martine is making. That's something on the agenda. But let me just explain the issue around the funding and the withdrawal of the premium payments. This is a subsidy that goes to the small institutions reflection of their small size. It is a subsidy that is challenging in the best of times. In the context of cuts, I don't believe it's warranted. Now, you played a clip at the top of your show where I was talking about potentially 16,000 places going in FE, 1,000 places going in higher education. Now, our budget situation is somewhat better today, this week, given the final budget statement in the Assembly, but we're not out of the woods yet. I've had two discussions with vice-chancellors yesterday where we're still talking about potentially a cut in places in our universities, not on the same scale of last month, but the threat is still there. I cannot justify paying a subsidy to small institutions, whatever that means, having to have cuts and deeper cuts in terms of opportunities for our young people.
So you're saying teacher training colleges have to share some of the pain?
Well, yes. I mean, that's the issue here is that they will get the same cut as all other higher education institutions. And but we also have to look at the premia, which is a subsidy that doesn't go to our other higher education providers.
And those are cuts, Martin, to be fair to Stephen, flowing from the budget that Sinn Féin and the DUP signed up to those cuts. Your party signed up to those cuts.
Absolutely. And many of us were distressed. I met the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Ulster, Richard Barnett. I met the Vice-Chancellor of Queen's, Paddy Johnson, to talk with us. I was distressed at the level of the cuts, but he got a £33 million uplift. And they are university colleges. They're not teacher training colleges, university colleges. If the minister wants to remove the premium, let them recruit more students. He's capped the number of students. Let them recruit more students. But the minister has given us a little glimmer of hope there, or maybe I've just been foolishly optimistic, but he said he's looking at his figures now. So instead of arguing it anymore in the radio, we need to sharpen that pencil. You need to take steps which do not lead to the closure midterm. And April of this year does not make St Mary's University College unsustainable in the future.
Here's Alex.
Sharpen that pencil and find a way.
Here's Alex in Lisburn. Have a listen to Alex. Morning, Alex.
Morning, Steve. I just think, I'm listening to the conversation here, and some of the things Martin you were saying about people, you know, as though if you live in West Belfast, you couldn't possibly go as far as Tremellis. Tremellis is 3 miles down the road. I mean, people in West Belfast go to Queen's, it's next door. So this notion that a college has to be kept in West Belfast, colleges are there to train teachers. They're not there to provide employment, they're there to train teachers. And I think in an area the size of Northern Ireland, to have two training colleges based on religion is old-fashioned and it's out of step with what people want and it should be stopped. We should be pushing towards taking religion out of our schools and having schools where everybody can go to the same schools.
Is it pie in the sky what he's saying, Martin? Are we ready for that in Northern Ireland?
Well, I think we are ready. If we're committed to a shared future, if we believe we want to see our children at primary school level and at secondary school level doing more together, then of course we want to see our teachers doing more together as they're being trained. I'm for that. But what I want also for is a regeneration of communities which have suffered over 40 years. And the way to do that isn't to walk in and take an axe to a treasured institution which has been there over 100 years. And these are university colleges. So I'm all for people coming from, and there are people from all over the world who go to study at St Mary's University College and at Stranmillis. But let's keep the treasures that we have in the city of Belfast. Let's, and I said it to Minister Farrey, don't be the minister that has it on his CV. And I know there are very ideological reasons the Alliance Party is against the faith-based institutions, but don't be the minister that has it on his CV that he closed down St Mary's University College, because that will not be a badge of praise.
Let me be very clear, Stephen. I'm not out here to close things down. I'm here to build a different alternative. The current system is not sustainable. I want to have something that addresses the full needs of all of our schools in Northern Ireland.
And but you're taking a rack and ball to it, Stephen.
I have a very clear choice, Martine. If I restore the premier, that means taking out several hundred places from our universities. So we have a situation where we're protecting institutions ahead of investing in our people for the future, giving them opportunities. Those people will move elsewhere. They'll go to university in England or the south of Ireland and maybe not come back, or maybe not go to university at all. So that's the very, very stark choice that is facing
Stephen,
us today.
The Alliance Party of all people should know not to take a racking ball to dialogue and conversation and collaboration.
Can I go off on a slight tangent, Stephen Farrey? Wouldn't like me to do that. But do we actually need two universities in Northern Ireland, given the size of our population? Why is one university, never mind teacher training colleges, do we actually need more than one university in Northern Ireland?
We actually do. And
why?
Well, first of all, the numbers of students from Northern Ireland to go to university is actually quite high. We've actually about 50%, so it's almost one of the highest figures in the UK, which is very good. But our local footprint in higher education is actually relatively small. We're actually exporting too many of our young people for higher education elsewhere.
That's because they're getting out.
But a lot of them want to stay. They're being forced out because they don't have the options to study locally.
Actually, is that true? Or they're getting out because they're sick and tired of the lack of political consensus in this country. They're sick and tired of what some of them would perceive as a backward political strategy in this country. Well, they can't have freedom.
Well, I think the reaction of a lot of young people to the situation here is entirely understandable. But at the same token, a lot of people do want to stay in Northern Ireland, and we don't have the same degree of opportunities as we would like. And indeed, Martine's colleagues are pushing me very hard around the expansion of the university in Derry at the McGee campus.
You're going to do it?
It's certainly something that I'm keen to do. Obviously, the resources aren't there at present to do so, but it is something I would certainly have the ambition to see that happen.
Okay. Stephen, thank you, Martin. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you very much. Morning to you both.